Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scott Baer, Raider Insider, CSN Bay Area. He's in Phoenix. He's covering the owners' meetings. He's on with Joe Lowandibs on 95.7 The Game. Scott, let's jump right to it. What's your feeling you're getting hovering around the Biltmore this morning? Is this going to be a yes vote for relocation?
In a word, yeah. I think that it is. But, you know, and I have to use this, reporter speak by saying it's all fluid. Things can change in the room, but that's not the feeling that I've gotten talking to people over the last 24 hours and talking to people within the Raiders organization. They are supremely confident that they've done what is required to get a yes vote. Now, yes vote will come with a couple of, caveats because they haven't completely ironed out a stadium lease in Vegas, and they still haven't formally announced the site, despite the fact that it's a terribly kept secret that it's going to be off the I-15 and Russell Road right behind the Las Vegas Strip. So they believe that they have a strong case, and I think that NFL owners, despite Libby Schaaf's best efforts to try to get in their heads before this vote, I'm not sure if that's going to work. It may be too little too late because the owners do not believe that Oakland's plan is actionable, especially when compared to the $750 million in public funds being contributed to stadium construction and another $200 million contributed to infrastructure to help organize that stadium site.
Scott, let's just play devil's advocate then. With most indications are that this is going to go through and the vote will be a yes, what would be the things that make this vote go no, or the hurdles that could still be in place in Las Vegas or in the league office that could prevent the Raiders from making this happen?
You know, I would say that the biggest one would be owners that just don't feel comfortable leaving the number six media market for the 40th largest city. And I think that they recognize Oakland is a boom town at this point, and that to take a team away from that, especially with the 49ers 50 miles down south, that really Oakland is now North Bay and San Francisco almost, and that they could really dominate that market. So I think it would be about market size, and it would be about long-term projections about the viability of a Vegas stadium, because there's going to be a novelty there, right? For the first time that your favorite team cycles through Vegas, you're going to have a lot of fans coming through. But can that market in particular have the kind of blue-collar support that fills up your season ticket base beyond the fact that there's so much international cash and luxury suites and naming rights and things like that should not be hard to sell. But I think it would just be a matter of, hey, we don't want to let Oakland go quite yet. Try to do some more work. Let's table this vote and see what else we can come up with. That's playing devil's advocate. I don't think that's going to happen.
Scotty, you're talking about sustainability. In the two markets that you look at Oakland, you say, okay, the prices are getting high in San Francisco, so Oakland is going to boom. People don't want to be there, but because of the price market, good-paying jobs are in the city, but people are going to commute. So that would be a viable place and looks like more sustainable. What is going to make Las Vegas a sustainable market after this, like you called it, the honeymoon is over? After that's over, what's going to make this market sustainable to keep fans in the seats?
Yeah, and I think that is the unknown thing. And NFL owners hate mystery. They like to know where their money's coming from, and they like it to come in Brinks armored trucks. So to have that kind of uncertainty maybe, 10 years down the line, I think is something that you can do all the market research that you want. And I think the best thing that could happen for the league is once this honeymoon is over, that the Oakland Raiders are still good to kind of drive interest throughout that entire region. So I think that that's kind of what they're really going to have to look at. And I'm sure they got, bar graphs and charts and all those types of things. And the Raiders will make one final presentation, I believe at 10 or 10:30 just to kind of restate their case. But I talked to somebody within the organization yesterday, and I asked a simple question. I just said, do you feel like all your ducks are in a row, that everything that you need to present is ready to go? Do you feel like they understand what your situation is? And he simply said, nobody's been asking me questions. Everybody gets it. You know, so I don't think it's a matter of owners not understanding what the Raiders are putting forth, especially when compared to the fact that they just do not believe in this Oakland Fortress Investments plan enough to give a stay of execution to the East Bay for a second time, mind you, a second time in about 30 years.
Raiders insider from CSN, Scott Baer, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Scott, before the Raiders leave again, they have three more seasons to play if the Vegas Stadium opens on time. Two of those are already leased out in Oakland, but what about that third year? What would the Raiders do with that third year if they had to play somewhere other than at the Oakland Coliseum?
You know, that's something that I think is going to have to be addressed here this morning, and that's kind of a real unknown, because what they have with Oakland Coliseum is they have 2 1-year lease options, right? So after the 2017 season, the Raiders can exercise their lease for a 2018 season. They could also not. If, let's say, the Oakland fans turn and attendance is way down and there are protests and it's a really icky home environment, they could try to reevaluate things. The big problem is there's no LA Coliseum waiting in Vegas. There's no viable stadium option there, because Sam Boyd would need some pretty significant renovations just in terms of locker rooms, security, things like that, not even to mention that they don't have the same types of luxury amenities that, while the LA Chargers are playing in a smaller stadium, but Home Depot has a lot of options in terms of luxury options, suites, advertising, things like that, that Sam Boyd doesn't have. So for 2018, the Raiders anticipate playing in Oakland in 2018. 2019 could be weird. And I think, again, it's going to depend on how good the Raiders are, because I think that Raiders fans will come for a winner, especially with so many likable players. And then in 2019, they would either have to, in my opinion, burn money to try to get Sam Boyd, you know, up to snuff just for one season, just to basically never have anybody play in it after that 1 year. Or maybe they go to Cal, or maybe they go to Levi's, or try to find something else, you know, here in the Bay Area. Because in Vegas, they also still have to build their practice facility as well. So 2019 is in limbo. We should have some answers on that and some more clarity later this afternoon.
Scott Baer, Raider insider from CSN Bay Area with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Scott, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for checking in from the owners' meetings. Do a bang-up job down there, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.